Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and today I have an interesting topic on how to get financial aid making multiple six figures a year. Now, I know you guys are thinking, what the hell? Why would you need financial aid if you're making $300,000, $400,000, or even $500,000? I thought the same thing as well. After all, if you make over $400,000 a year, that's a top 1% income in America. And if you can't afford tuition for your kids at that income, then who can? There's probably something wrong with you. So I got to talking to this dad of four who used to send his kids to private school. Each kid cost $32,500 a year. And he decided to take them out and move to the suburbs, rent a house with his ex-wife, live in the same household to save money, and send them all to public school, thereby saving them $130,000 a year. And I thought that was a good move because nobody has to go to private school, right? And if you have four kids, that's pretty intentional. I can see one or two unplanned kids, but having four kids is intentional. So that means logically that you intend to take care of them. You don't have four kids if you don't plan to financially take care of them, right? That would be irresponsible. So I asked him about the financial aid program and the diversity of the school, frankly, because I'm interested in a diverse environment. First, he told me that households for his old private school qualify for financial aid if they don't make at least $100,000 a year per child. Nice, even number. And in other words, if you have four children, you qualify for financial aid if you make only $390,000 a year, which is curious because that's close to a top 1% income. But if you have three kids, you don't qualify for financial aid if you make $390,000 a year. And in this guy's case, their family made $500,000 a year with four kids, so they definitely don't qualify. So they moved, and I thought that was, okay, a rational and logical decision. It's better than complaining about the system and then doing nothing, right? I have in the post a chart about making $500,000 a year, paying $130,000 a year in tuition for four kids, and them coming out in the red, $25,000 every year if you want to take a look. But then as we kept on talking, you know, he posed a question to me which I didn't really think about. He asked, is it better to provide financial assistance to underrepresented minorities, so the dad is white, and lower income households whose kids have a much higher probability of dropping out after several years because they don't have enough parental support? Or is it more worthwhile to help families like mine who make just over $100,000 a kid, but whose kids will likely graduate from the school? So that's an interesting argument because every school's wish is to have as many of its students graduate so the school can score higher marks when they get evaluated. Every school gets evaluated, right? There's ranking systems and all that. And the higher the marks, the greater the school's demand, the prestige, the tuition revenue, and the more donations they'll probably receive, you know, which has grown in importance over time. And so the dad's argument is that social engineering in private school wasn't working. In San Francisco, we have a lottery system where even if you buy a house or rent a house a block away from the public school that you want your child to attend, you have no advantage. It's a complete lottery. So a lot of people in San Francisco, also many other big cities, feel that due to social engineering and not being able to have a correlation with where they live and where they send their children to school, they feel forced to attend private school. I get that. That makes sense. But I also believe diversity is important, and I'm going to take the argument that it's much better to provide financial aid to underrepresented minorities and much poorer people. You know, the people who make $50,000, $60,000 a year and have two kids or three kids versus the $400,000 and $500,000 a year, because that just sounds crazy. It creates a really homogenous environment where all the kids look the same, their families are all the same, and I don't think that's good for your life in terms of enrichment, and I don't think it's good for business either. So I'm biased because I was born in the Philippines because my parents were posted there as U.S. Foreign Service officers. I grew up in Zambia, Malaysia, Taiwan, Japan. I went to China for 6 months, and it was just an amazing experience to be able to connect with different types of culture. I felt it really enriching, and I could tell the difference with that type of environment, this multicultural environment, versus when I came to the United States for high school. It just felt like a big disappointment that everybody was so similar. This is in Northern Virginia. But the good thing about coming to the United States for high school was that I went to a public school, and there was much more diversity in terms of economic, socioeconomic backgrounds. So I thought that was good. And so if you have an opportunity, you might as well have more enriching experiences in your life, in my opinion. There's something magical about traveling abroad, learning different cultures, speaking a language other than English, and connecting with folks. It's just a much more deep sense of emotion and feeling. And also from a business standpoint, I mean, my example is I have a personal finance blog, online publishing, right? So if I'm able to connect with more people, not just Americans, but people in Asia, people in South America, my readership grows, my list of connections grow, maybe better bonds grow between different types of people, and then revenue grows, right? So the world is diverse. You want diversity because you need to learn how to navigate and empathize and communicate with different types of people. Once you're out of school, hey, there's no more bubble. It's you and the world, and hopefully you can get along. So in the post, I go through a detailed budget breakdown of a household making $390,000 a year who qualifies for financial aid with four kids. And in that budget, you'll see that the $390,000 a year household is in the red about $70,000 a year. So this is to help folks kind of visualize why a almost top 1% income earner could qualify for financial aid. I didn't make the rules, okay, guys? This is this school's rules, and also many other private grade schools and universities. They have like 100 to 150,000 threshold per kid where you can qualify for financial aid. So for those of you who love to plan, as I love to plan, it's good to realize the 100,000 income per child threshold for financial aid is becoming more common among private grade schools and private universities today. So if you're making $199,000 a year and have two kids, it might not be worth the extra hours and stress to try to make $50,000 a year more. It really, really might not be worth it. Especially if your kids are under five, it's probably best to spend as much time with them as possible anyway. If you read any kind of child development book, Active Baby, Healthy Brain, Your Baby's First Years, all that stuff that I've been reading and most parents read, you'll recognize the importance of the first 5 years of life. You know, and at the same time, if you're making $380,000 a year and you're considering adopting a fourth child or having a fourth child, knowing you'll be eligible for tuition assistance may make helping get or adopt a fourth one a little bit easier. And that's a good thing, right? So just know the system is what I'm asking you. And I'd love to hear your thoughts about being eligible for financial aid when you're earning multiple six figures a year. Should financial aid be focused more on underrepresented minorities and lower income families instead? What do you think is the right income threshold when financial aid kicks in? I'd really love to hear more arguments as to why households making multiple six figures a year are more deserving of financial aid than much poorer households and underrepresented minorities. Because I'm pro-diversity, right? So I want to hear that argument. So maybe we can talk about something and learn something new. And then maybe I can host another podcast on diversity. Thanks a lot, folks.